Thank you. Good morning, everyone. This is your host, Colin, subbing in for this hour of Pot Roast. I wish I had an individual show name, but I'm not quite there yet, just starting out. So, the past two songs that you listened to were Autumn Leaves by Tal Farlow, and the one before that was I Cover the Waterfront by Joe Pass. Joe Pass, probably one of my favorite guitarists. Yeah, very, very jazzy guy. And the other one, Tal Farlow, not very open to playing to public, very, you know, reserved, didn't want to record a lot, and, you know, that was one of his finest compositions, in my opinion. So, hope that you're enjoying this jazzy morning so far. Hope that you're enjoying, you know, a nice cup of coffee, tea, I don't know, whatever you want to drink out there, but I'm going to be going for a little bit of jazzy vibes this morning. Hope that you all like it. Nice, easy songs to wake up to. So, going off on that, the next song that I have for you is But Not For Me by Chet Baker. A beautiful voice, in my opinion. So, this is Colin, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio.
Writing songs of love, but not for me. A lucky star's above, but not for me. With love to lead the way, I've found more clouds of gray than any Russian play could guarantee. I was a fool to fall and get that way. I hoe, alas, and also lack-a-day. Although I can't dismiss the memory of her kiss, I guess she's not for me. I was a fool to fall and get that way. I hoe, alas, and also lack-a-day. Although I can't dismiss the memory of her kiss, I guess she's not for me. Thank you.
Welcome back to Pot Roast. That last artist was Ryo Fukui with It Could Happen to You, and the one before that was Minor Swing by Django Reinhardt. I just recently discovered Django Reinhardt through one of my classes. My English professor put me on to them. He was a Romani guitarist from the early 1930s, and yeah, very prolific. A lot of people look up to him as one of their main inspirations for guitar, including the likes of, you know, Jimi Hendrix. That's the only big guitars I can think of right now. Like I said, it's still too early for me. Usually used to wake up at 9 or 10, but had to jump on this as soon as I had the opportunity, so... I got the next song that's queued up, which is one of my favorite bassists of all time. The greatest bassist to some, to many actually. This man named Jaco Pastorius, whose album Jaco Pastorius was just recently put on streaming, I think like last year or something, which is really exciting because it was never on there before. So I'm really excited for this and I'm excited for you to hear it. You may recognize the melody from a popular R&B song, so I hope that you all enjoy.
Think of younger days when I lived for my life. Was everything a man could want to do. I could never see tomorrow. Hey, the rain from falling down. Tell me, how can you stop the sun from shining? What makes the world go broken man, yeah. How can a loser ever win? Somebody please help me mend my broken heart and let me live again. Still feel the breeze that rustles through the trees, and misty memories of days gone by. But we could never see tomorrow. Would you believe that no one ever told us about the sorrow? So how can we mend a broken heart? And mine is, how can you stop the rain from falling down? Stop us, that old sun from shining. What makes the world go round? And sometime I have to say, la la la, la la la, yeah. I just wanna live again, baby. How can you mend this broken man? Yeah. Somebody tell me, how can a loser ever win? I'm gonna say, baby, help me mend this old broken heart. I feel like I wanna live again. How can you mend this broken heart? Somebody please tell me, how can you stop the rain from falling down? Although my clothes are all wet, tell me, how can you mend mine? Please help me mend my broken heart. I believe I got a feeling that I want to live. La 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 la.
All right, the last song that you listened to was How Can You Mend a Broken Heart by Al Green, and the one before that, as I said, was Portrait of Tracy by Jaco Pastorius. While I was, you know, running that song, my dad shot me a text and he said, you know, the Bee Gees made a great cover of this song. And I said, yeah, they did, but I think that on early mornings like this, everybody needs a little bit of Al Green in their life, so I hope that you enjoyed that. I just wanted to take a minute right now to read to you all a nice little PSA, so enjoy. All right, let's get my reading glasses on. So, there's something very dangerous in your home. It could be hiding in a closet or waiting in the basement. It's not sharp or toxic or flammable, yet it helps send more people to the trauma center than any other household item. Using a ladder might seem easy. Misusing one is even easier. Ask any of the 150,000 people who fell off their ladders into the trauma center last year alone. Don't let a do-it-yourself project do yourself in. For tips on ladder safety, visit orthoinfo.org/ladder safety. Oh, man, those pesky ladders, they really do you in, man. I can't say that I've climbed one myself because I'm already tall enough as is, and being I have a pretty bad fear of heights, so... All right, don't want to trauma dump on you all on this, you know, Tuesday morning. So, the next song that I got queued up for you is September Rain by Makoto Matsushita. So, a little bit more of mellow vibes. I wouldn't say that it's quite as jazz, but that being said, I hope that you all enjoy. So, here we go.
Hanging on the breeze.
Operator, or could you help me place this call? See, the number on the matchbook is old and faded. She's living in L.A. with my best old ex-friend, Ray. Gosh, she said she knew well and sometimes hated. Isn't that the way they say it goes? Well, let's forget all that and give me the number if you can find it, so I can call just to tell them I'm fine and to show I've overcome the blow. I've learned to take it well. I only wish my words could just convince myself that it just wasn't real, but that's not the way it feels. That it just wasn't real, but that's not the way it feels. No, 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 that's not the way it feels. Operator, oh, let's forget about this call. So much more than kind. You can keep the dime. But isn't that the way they say it goes? Well, let's forget all that and give me the number if you can't find it, so I can call just to tell them I'm fine and to show I've overcome the blow. Take it well, I only wish my words could just convince myself that it just wasn't real, but that's not the way it feels.
pongan a la mente un tonto al iniciar esto.
How good of a song was that, everybody? Oh my god. Wow. Okay. That last song was Only a Fool Would Say That by Steely Dan. And then the one before that was Operator by Jim Croce. All right. I, myself, am a big Steely Dan head. Anybody who talks to me would know that. I wouldn't say that it's a guilty pleasure because I'm not guilty about it. It's just pure pleasure of mine. Just got introduced to them, you know, geez, I'd say around middle school. And just, yeah, I've been living out the yacht rock vibes ever since then. So if you're ever interested, if you want to read about some in-depth Steely Dan culture lore, I don't know, give a look at Melisma Magazine. I happen to write an article for them all about Steely Dan. So yeah, that song is one of my favorites of theirs off of their debut album, Can't Buy a Thrill. So okay, the next song that I got for you is a bit of a long one, clocking in at around 9 minutes, so, but don't get scared, I swear it won't feel that long, I swear, because it's Mr. Herbie Hancock, everyone. It's Mr. Herbie Hancock, one of the greatest jazz fusion artists of our time, so, and if you give this album a look, he looks pretty cool on the cover, so. The next song is I Thought It Was You by Mr. Herbie Hancock, everyone.
Thank you.
All right. Well, that just about does it, everyone. Those past two songs were Eucalyptus by MF Doom, and then I Thought It Was You by Herbie Hancock. So I hope you've had a great morning tuning in to Pot Roast with me subbing in. My name is Colin. You are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. And I thought that we'd end it on a high note, so if you weren't caffeinated before, I hope that this gives you a little bit of a rush. So I hope that you enjoy, everyone. This is Light Spots by Kay Trinata.